Krishna is beginning his chapters where he speaks all about gyan, and gyan means knowledge. So essentially in these six chapters, Krishna is explaining everything that he explained before, but in a slightly more technical way, in a slightly more analytical way. So the chapter 13 begins where Arjun is asking questions and Krishna is defining six different things. Krishna is defining what the kshetra is, which means the body. Who the kshetra gya is, means who is the knower of the body. Krishna explains the soul. Krishna is explaining what prakriti is. Prakriti means the material world. Krishna then explains who is purusha, who is the enjoyer in this world. And Krishna explains that he is the enjoyer in the world. And then Krishna goes on to explain jnanam, what is the process of acquiring knowledge. And then he explains jnanam, which means what is the object of knowledge. So when we read, sometimes out of all the chapters people read in the Gita, the 13th chapter is the most difficult to understand. And we can understand, because it's the beginning of the Jnana chapters, we can understand that it may be difficult to understand. Of course, sometimes people find the entire Bhagavad Gita difficult to understand. One person came to me and he said, "I don't know, I just cannot understand. I've been reading for years. I don't know, maybe I should be reading it like this. I just can't figure it out, what Krishna is saying." In fact, one time someone came to Prabhupada and said, "I've been reading the Gita for months and I can't understand." And Prabhupada said, "Very good, successful reading." In other words, in one sense, the message of the Gita is very simple. Always think of Krishna and never forget Him. But then, in some points where the Gita goes on to analyze the universe and the nature of God and the nature of us, then it can become a little bit complicated. And therefore, when we're reading the Gita, we should never lose patience and think, "I'm reading and reading, but I'm not understanding anything." Krishna is explaining the entire universe. To understand it in a few readings may be a little bit ambitious. It takes time, and also it takes devotional service. Only when one serves can one understand this knowledge. So therefore, many things that Krishna describes in the 13th chapter and in many other chapters of the Gyan section, many things are inconceivable. One time, two devotees, they were having an argument. Jamuna Mataji and Madhudvisa Prabhu were both disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and they were having an argument. Jamuna Mataji was saying that Krishna and Balaram are the same. Just that Krishna is dark and Balaram is white. And Madhudvisa Prabhu, he was saying, "No, Krishna and Balaram are different. Because Krishna is with Radharani, but Balaram is not. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram are different." So back and forth, they were having an argument like this. Are Krishna and Balaram the same? So then they went to Prabhupada. And Madhudvisa Prabhu says, "Jamuna Mataji says that Krishna and Balaram are the same." And Prabhupada looked at Madhudvisa and said, "Yes, that's correct." And then Madhudvisa said, "But I was thinking that Krishna is with Radharani, but Balaram is not. Therefore, Krishna and Balaram are different." And Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Yes, that's correct." And then Madhudvisa said, "But then that's a contradiction." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, that's correct." In other words, if we try to conceive of the Supreme Lord within the limits of our own mind and our own logic and argument, we will not be able to do it, because Krishna is unlimited. So when reading these chapters of the Gyan section especially, and in general, when studying any spiritual books, we should be patient And we shouldn't lose faith that I cannot understand anything here. Even if we don't understand, still some transformation is taking place within our heart. And I'll just tell one final story. That once one saint, he told his disciple, I want you to go and get some water. And he gave him a bucket. So the disciple ran to the river and he got the water, but there was holes in the bucket. So as he was coming back, by the time he came back, the bucket was empty. So the guru said, I told you to get some water. The disciple said, yeah, but the bucket has holes in it. So the water escaped. The guru said, do it again. So the disciple went. This time he tried to run back faster, but still it emptied out. The guru told him, do it a third time. The disciple went. This time he tried to catch a rickshaw back, but it still escaped. And then the disciple became very frustrated. He said, I am trying to bring the water back, but it just keeps escaping. And then the guru told him, relax. Actually, I just wanted the bucket to become clean. So sometimes we're reading and reading, and the knowledge is going in one ear and out of the other. We read one page, and by the time we go on to the next page, we can't remember what we read on the last page. But still, it doesn't matter. Because the heart is becoming cleansed. Just like the water escapes, but the bucket becomes clean, in our mind, sometimes the knowledge may not stay, but the heart will become clean.